HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week we have an autoimmune disease fighter with us. Preeti Singh is a 45-year-old communication consultant from Delhi. She was diagnosed with a rare disorder called the Guillain-Barré syndrome while she was on a trip in Vietnam. A sudden loss of sensation in her legs and breathlessness coupled with heaviness resulted in a two-day hospital admission and eventual paralysis. Listen to this champion who not only reversed her paralysis but also triumphed over GBS.
Hi, my name is Preeti Singh. I'm 45 years old. I live in Noida and I'm a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, a rare autoimmune disorder. I work as a communications consultant. I grew up in a small town in UP called Bareilly, and our childhood was a lot of fun and we were surrounded with a lot of love. I must say that I belong to a very liberal and very loving family who have always supported me no matter what. Though I never had any major illnesses while growing up, but I was often falling sick or falling down or getting hurt and suffered from terrible allergies, but nothing major while I was growing up. The other thing that also defines my childhood years is the fact that I was sent to a boarding school in Dehradun when I was 12. Growing up in a boarding school was a fantastic experience, especially because you learned to rely on your friends. In those days, we didn't have any Facebook or even telephones that worked. So I would meet my parents only once in a month when they came to take us for outings. So you learn to rely on your support system, which were your friends. You also learn to think on your feet quickly. You learn to deal with problems on your own. You became fiercely independent, which is what I would say that both my family and school did for me in my teenage years, allowing me to be completely independent, to be able to take my own decisions. It also strengthened me as a person. I still remember getting terrible menstrual pains when I was in the hostel and getting colic attacks at the same time that I would get menstrual pains. The pain used to be unbearable. Getting colic attacks, which is actually colitis, in which you would get severe stomach pain along with the menstrual pains that I would always have. I grew up having terrible menstrual pains to the point that sometimes I used to have to even take an injection for the pain, often led to people giving me really strange solutions for it. So though I did consult doctors at that time and they said that it would go away, you know, in time itself, but the pain seemed to stay beyond my teenage years. I got diagnosed very strangely and also very luckily, many, many miles away from home. I was in Vietnam on a holiday with my sister. We were on a cruise boat when the first symptoms appeared, the first serious symptoms. I had been feeling exhausted for many days before that, and I kept thinking that it was because of my hectic work schedule. I was traveling a lot before we left for our holiday. I was doing a lot of hectic meetings, so I ignored the feeling of exhaustion. But on that cruise boat that day, I started feeling as if my toes and fingertips were tingling. I had the worst headache that I've ever had, to the point that I had to put iced. And at the same time, I kept feeling that my legs were getting heavier and heavier. It was getting more and more difficult for me to lift my legs every time I had to take a stair or go out on the balcony. And I put it down to maybe eating something bad. That is how the first symptom started. The next day, we were going back to Hanoi, and I remember feeling worse by the time we reached Hanoi, to the point that then I asked my sister to take me to a hospital. We were lucky that we managed to find a great hospital out there recommended by a friend, which is the Winmec Hospital. By the time I was in hospital, that was the last time actually that I walked on my own. Within the next few hours, I found it difficult to move my legs and I started complaining of not being able to breathe and not being able to swallow. And that was when things started getting really bad. A lot of people thought that it was just anxiety, and I was told to calm down, that I was in a foreign country. But I think it pays to know your body, because I knew that there was something seriously wrong with me, that this was not what is normal for my body. So I insisted that a doctor have a look at me, that a specialist have a look at me. And luckily, my sister asked them to keep us overnight for observation because we were in a foreign country and we couldn't have done much in terms of being able to come back again at night. That decision saved my life, and the fact that there was a doctor, miraculously, who heard me complain about these symptoms, who suddenly asked to have a look at me and immediately checked my feet for responses and did a nerve conduction test to follow. He said he suspected GBS, which is the short form of Guillain-Barré syndrome, and he did spinal tap, which is the only way to confirm a diagnosis of GBS. GBS, or Guillain-Barré syndrome, is a rare autoimmune disorder that affects 1 or 2 people in 100,000 globally. It has no known cause, at least medical fraternity is not agreed on a cause for GBS, and it has no known cure. What it does is, it attacks the peripheral nervous system. Your own immune system starts attacking your peripheral nerves. There are various causes that people attribute to GBS, but the medical fraternity is not agreed on any one. It could be because of a remnant infection in the body, or it could be because of a certain bacterial infection in the respiratory tract or the gastrointestinal tract. But other people also believe that it happens from vaccinations or from eating undercooked poultry. No one in my family or my friend circle or in the circle of colleagues that I had at that time had ever heard of GBS. There are 2 basic modes of treatment which do not cure GBS, but which slow down the symptoms or arrest the symptoms from spreading further. One is IVIG, which is injecting healthy immunoglobulins into the patient. And the other is plasmapheresis, in which it's like a dialysis process in which your plasma is cleaned and sent back into your body. The problem is that the one which is supposed to be more effective, which is IVIG, is very, very costly. And not everyone can afford that treatment. I remember that I was diagnosed in Hanoi, and the doctors there were extremely aggressive in treating my GBS, which is why I got very lucky and I don't have lasting effects from the disease. And also, apart from the IVIG and the plasmapheresis, which I again got in Delhi, separate organs were treated by separate doctors. In the ICU, I would suddenly have different complications that would arise almost on a daily level. It would be suddenly my intestines would become lazy or stop working, and my stomach would bloat up, and the gastro team had to come and address that problem. When I was diagnosed initially, I also had a collapsed lung. I had severe pneumonia, and my oxygen levels, which for healthy humans are supposed to be above 95, had fallen to almost 40 in Hanoi. So I had a severe lack of oxygen in my blood as well. So all this had also caused an imbalance of nutrients like potassium and calcium and sodium, which were also the corrective measures the doctors had to take. Neurologists and pulmonologists are usually the ones who are at the top of the hierarchy of doctors treating GBS, because those are the 2 most serious issues that you have to deal with. I remember one particular incident when I almost gave up. I remember it was one of those times when I was under the influence of a lot of medicines, and it was frustrating, and I suddenly started pulling my tubes, and all the tubes that were feeding me, I tried to just move my arms and, you know, tried to pull those tubes out from my neck and my arms, and causing great concern in my doctors and my siblings, who were always there with me. And I remember at that time, the only thing that helped was the fact that I thought about everything that I had to lose, which is not in terms of material possessions, but in terms of every person who had worked so hard to get me up to that point. And the other incident that I'd love to share here is something which is very poignant for me. My aunt and uncle, who used to travel every week to visit me in hospital from Chandigarh, had lost their son in the same hospital many years ago. He had fought a one-year battle, and my aunt came and told me that she had lost one child and she was not ready to lose another. And I remember feeling such a shot of courage go through my veins, looking at her bravery. And I just told myself, that was the day I told myself that I'm never, ever going to give up. Just like GBS affects people differently, recovery is also different for different patients. It depends on the kind of medical attention you get, how soon your diagnosis is, and also how well you relate to your caregivers and how hard you work for your rehabilitation. The turning point in my rehabilitation was actually something that my brother said to me. A lot of patients find it very difficult to get off the ventilator. He would tell me every day to breathe longer and longer on my own without the ventilator. And I think that was the turning point in my rehabilitation. I got off the ventilator soon enough, as soon as I was back in the room. In fact, even before I was. And that started a long period of recovery. Physiotherapy is key in GBS because you have to learn to do everything again. As I said, I spent 2 months in the hospital. Then I spent one entire month being confined to a hospital bed at home when I still couldn't move. And after that, it was slow moving definitely, but also slow and steady. Because I would have a physiotherapist who would work with me, who taught me how to walk again, who taught me how to sit up again, to get up from low surfaces, to take stairs, and that helped. Looking back and seeing how far I've come, I'm extremely proud of myself. I think one thing I would like to say is that you never know how strong you are till being strong is the only choice you have. It's become one of my favorite quotes, and it is something that helped me get through the toughest time. And not only am I proud of myself, I am proud of each and every person who cared for me, who gave me hope, who gave me strength. I'd just like to say this to everyone who's listening in today, that never let your illness define you. And don't ever let that become an excuse for you not to do the things that you've always wanted to do. It's important to listen to your body because it'll never lie to you. If you really are quiet and listening to your body, it'll tell you that there's something wrong. Don't ignore that voice. It can save your life. Also, be a little patient with the people who are around you, who are taking care of you, because this is one thing I realized, and I hope I'm better at now. Because when you're sick, you have a tendency, of course, to be frustrated, to lose patience, to be angry at yourself, at the world. I will say that find that depths within you, find the depths within you, those reserves of positivity within you that allow you to actually deal with that frustration, because I think that is one of the things that causes a lot of dissonance when someone is sick. Be positive, be happy. Positivity will win every time if you allow it to, and be kind to yourself.
So this was our champ Preeti's story, whose tale has inspired so many women to take charge of their health and prompted early diagnosis for many suffering from GBS. Guillain-Barré syndrome is a rare disorder in which your body's immune system attacks your nerves. It often starts with a weakness and tingling in your toes and feet and can quickly spread, eventually paralyzing your whole body. In its most severe form, Guillain-Barré syndrome is a medical emergency. So we do hope that Preeti's story inspired you and charged you to prioritize your health. This is your host Chaya Dabba signing off. I will see you next week with another story. And of course, if you too are a She Slays champion or fighter and would like to share your story with us, then write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and enjoy, for we have many stories coming your way. Take care of yourself and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.